Levelhead along with Dad and Goofball.
What?
But Barb called us yesterday morning.
Yeah, Barb is on a kick where she keeps talking positively about the show.
She's got some sort of agenda.
What is your agenda these days?
This is our traffic reporter, Barb Smith.
Welcome, Barb.
Thank you. Y'all really like me, huh?
I like you, Barb.
Yes.
I like you, fine. George may hate you for other reasons, but why are you on about us these days?
You guys are hilarious. When I first started doing this, I thought, I don't know if I can do that. They're kind of nasty, you know, and I thought, oh, it goes against my grain. But now that I know you guys.
I love you.
Hey, hold on, George.
Sorry, Barb.
Now I know you guys, and I know what you're all about. I know your background and where you come from. You guys don't push the envelope too far because you're just like my brother or my dad or my cousin or whatever. You guys are hilarious. You've got Goofball.
Off.
No, Goofball over here. Gordon, he's Goofball.
Hold on, Craig.
Yeah. I have to say something to you.
You got Craig, Levelhead Sports Guy, and then you have...
No. I'm Levelhead Sports Guy.
Levelhead Sports Guy? How did you get that?
He just seems so calm. Your demeanor is really calm, and, you know...
He just doesn't care about anything. Hey,
no.
You want to make out?
No. And then you've got Dad over here. Maybe like, come on. God, where you come from? He's like, so it works. It's working. It works very well. It's awesome.
Well, it's very sweet.
Thank you, Barb.
Thanks.
I just love you guys.
I just don't know why you've worked here for how long now?
Since October.
And just all of a sudden lately you have kudos for the show.
No, I always have.
She's finally gotten used to the show.
I know you guys, and I know what you're all about, and you're good people, and you're hilarious.
Oh, he's not a good guy.
I'm the best person you'll ever know.
No,
he's evil.
You've got political differences, and you're not all on the same boat, but you all get along, and I wish everybody else could.
Speaking of that.
We don't need to divide it.
Hold it, George. Hold it. All right, hit the music, Jer.
On the ticket.
We're going to be here.
And now it's time for Point Counterpoint with, on the right, George Dunham.
No, I'm not getting into this.
No, we don't have to draw a Jeb
right,
into
no.
He's blushing.
The reason we brought you in here, Barb, is because you, unlike most women I know,
yes,
you are very aware. You like to read what's going on in the world,
yes,
particularly politics. You're following this campaign season, and you're a real thinker. You like to think about the issues.
Yes. She's very liberal.
And you're fairly liberal. Now, you come from a family that isn't quite so liberal.
Oh, no, they think I'm going to hell. I'm Satan, and I'm out aloof, and I'm out there.
For example, you just got an email from your mother today, and what did she say?
Stop. I can't handle this anymore. Well, I respond to emails that I get that really irritate me, that are propaganda emails from the right, and I send valid articles about from MSNBC or CNN or Fox News or whatever.
What did your mother say today in an email to you?
Basically something that she's worried about my children, that I'm going to make them grow up and be really crazy because I'm so aloof because of my thought process.
Gosh, so your mother is threatening to take your children away from you because you're so liberal.
And I go to church every Sunday, and she doesn't. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well. All right, now, we wanted to get your take on what's going on in the convention. First of all, did you see Teresa Hines-Carey speak?
She is so intelligent, and I'm afraid that she spoke above most people's heads.
Yeah, when you tell somebody shove it, that's really, that's
over my head. I don't think that was in her speech.
Here's the deal. Why can Dick Cheney go blank yourself to a member of Congress, and you hear, like, I don't even think my family even knew that happened. Why is that?
That's funny. That's a guy.
That's really, and
they're
making fun of Whoopi Goldberg, making fun of their names, but yet he can do that, and it's okay. I even heard on a Christian radio station that I listened to, they were blowing that one off, too. I couldn't believe it. I was like, what?
Yeah, it's like if a Republican does it, then it's okay, but if a...
Rush Limbaugh can, be honky-tonk heroin, and, what is going on?
Yeah, why is Rush Limbaugh...
I've gotten over it now, I'm fine.
Ebba Gray was a college prank. That's interesting. That's horrible.
Yeah, what about that?
Okay, don't reduce his statements to that.
That's what he said. He did say that, my dear.
He was saying that that type of thing was college prank compared to taking somebody's head off.
Okay, George, this is not your time. We're talking to Barb here.
And Dick Cheney was there the very next day, by the way, on his show.
All right, Barb, what can we expect to see from the convention tonight? What do you think we're going to see?
John Kerry.
More hot air?
No, it's not been hot air. I was brought to tears by Obama. He brought me to tears. He was incredible.
When he bombed the World Trade Center?
No, that's Osama.
Osama. Yeah, I'm hoping to catch him. Oh.
I think what the Democrats are doing, they're letting the extreme liberal get on there and go off in a rampage, and then they're letting the conservative Democrats get on on there, and then they're letting everybody...
They're letting people speak.
They're letting people speak. Thank you very much. They're letting people speak because this is a free country, mm-hmm. and they're not condemning one another for their free speech. And if you look out in the audience, it's America.
And number three, that's the Musers, George Dunham, Junior Miller, and Gordon Key.